Ai is a master chef, and about twice a week, she and her boyfriend Matt host a group of strangers at their home in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, to enjoy a gourmet Japanese meal. Their guests find them through a website called Eat With, which makes it possible to book a reservation for a meal, not at a restaurant, but in someone's home. Each guest pays Ai and Matt a fee of $41, and Eat With takes a 15% cut.
They have a fantastic, kooky and unique and beautiful loft here in Brooklyn, and they're just interesting and vivacious and lovely, and the food is just beyond.
Eat With, which is now in 30 countries, won't divulge its sales numbers, but the company says it has thousands of open applications from potential hosts and that its volume is rapidly growing.
When you come to a dining event through Eat With, there's the element of the social and human experience that you're just not gonna get anywhere else. Around a table, sit strangers and friends together, great food, a glass of wine, a good conversation, magical things are gonna happen.
It may look like a dinner party, but this is an underground supper club held on the Lower East Side. Clandestine dinner parties like these have become more common in New York City, and insiders tell us they are completely unregulated.
They should be regulated by the same system that regulates every restaurant in New York City.
When it aired back in September, this story by New York's CBS affiliate was widely mocked for its alarmist tone.
You guys are breaking the law by serving people meals and charging.
The notion that government should regulate dinner parties seems so preposterous that journalists compared the story to a fake news report you might see in The Onion. But it's not all that far-fetched. If these homegrown restaurants become more common, the city might start issuing fines that would force hosts like Matt and I out of business. New York City Department of Health spokesperson Veronica Lewin told Bloomberg Businessweek, people who offer meals to the public for money need permits. The city does not allow meals to be served to members of the public in someone's home. Guy Michelin is Eat With's co-founder and CEO. He says the company is trying to work with local governments to set up regulations for home dining.
If you're doing it every day, then I guess there should be some kind of regulation because you're on the spectrum, you're getting closer to becoming a restaurant. So the question is where the line crosses, and this is something we will need to work with the regulator in every city we're coming to define the framework and to define where the line should cross.
Michelin has hired a law firm to work with local regulators to come up with a pathway for making home dining legal. But why should the government have any say over what people eat or charge for in the privacy of their own dining rooms? Unlike at a restaurant, Eat With guests get to socialize with the person cooking their meal, and the kitchen is often wide open for everyone to see how the food is being handled and prepared.
The peer-to-peer economy, the sharing economy, is changing paradigms. I have no doubt that there's a real hunger for more human interactions, and it's those real connected experiences that will linger with a guest for much longer after the dinner has ended.